Now that you've been using Docker a bit, you may be wondering, how can I get my containers running in Azure? Hi, I'm Steve Lasker. I'm a program manager in the Azure Developer Experiences team. I work on our container tooling, and I wanted to share some of the publishing and configuration tooling we've included with Visual Studio 2017. You may be familiar with the container workflow. There's a developer inner loop, which is all the work you do before you commit code. You're building images, you're building your code, you're running them. And then only when you're comfortable with your code commits do you commit the code, which triggers the CI/CD system. It will build your code, possibly in a container. It'll build the images, and then push that image to the registry. Your deployment pipeline will pick up those images with environment-specific configuration and deploy the same image across different environments, and possibly across different targets. In Azure, we have various different hosts for containers, where you can range from the Azure Container Service, which is the best-of-breed open-source orchestrators, or Service Fabric, or single container workloads such as Azure Batch or Azure App Services. And we'll have more coming soon. Now, sometimes you just want to get a single container running in Azure. We didn't want to force the complexity of the larger workflow to get things started. So what we've done is we've included a publishing experience that lets you push to Azure App Services to get things running very quickly. That publishing experience will push through the Azure Container Registry. This way, as you scale, it can pull that images. You can use this for your inner loop, or you may choose to use this for your production deployments for smaller workflows. Now, with Visual Studio 2017, when you install the web workload, you're going to get the container tools, which includes the Publish to Azure App Services. The Configure CI/CD with Visual Studio Team Systems to ACS is an extension that's in experimental mode, which I'll put a link for at the end. So with that, let's jump into the demo and let's see how this all works. So we have a copy of Visual Studio 2017 here, and I already have an ASP.NET Core web app that's been configured for Docker. We did the add Docker support, and you'll notice that I've got the Docker file and my Docker Compose project. Now, the thing I want to do, though, is I want to run this in Azure directly. So what we'll do is we'll come to our context menu, and we'll say Publish. And we'll have a new capability here for Azure App Service Linux. And this is in preview for now. When I choose the Publish button, which will bring up the familiar publishing profile for you, you'll see that I can name my web app name, and we'll just put a little extra there to see it in the portal. And I can choose the resource group if I have an existing app service plan, and if I have an existing registry. And I can create new app service plans or new registries as well right here in the UI. We'll click Create, and Visual Studio will go through the verification and make sure those resources exist. And if anything new needs to be created, it will. It will create the publishing profile for me. And it'll get that all set up for me so that then I can do subsequent publishes and the profile will already be set up. So now my profile is created and it'll begin the process of building the release image, which is that optimized image that we want. And it will build a release image and it will push it to the container registry that we've already configured. If it was a new registry, it'll make sure it pulls the credentials so I can do push and pull to that as well. So here's the push happening and we'll see some layers already exist. I only have to push the Delta app layer because the ASP.NET images are already in that registry. So now it's configured Azure App Service. If we come over here to the portal, we should see here's our new one that was just created for us. And if we look, we can see application settings, including some of the configurations for Docker. And that quickly, our app is now running up in Azure for us. So now all of our friends and family can see our cool site that's now running out on the internet. Now, if you did want to connect to other Azure resources, such as a database, a storage account, you would add those values here for your connection string information and reference it as an environment variable from your container, and it would pick it right up. So that kind of gives us an experience of how provisioning or publishing an experience would be. But now let's take a look at what I want to do for that larger workflow. So now what I want to do is I want to take a more complex app. In fact, what we'll do here is we'll actually add an API to this, add a new project, .NET Core. So we'll call it API. We'll make it an API app and we'll enable Docker support by default. So now it'll have my solution configured with the second project, and it will have also configured my compose file to have that second image as well. So now I want to deploy this with a CI/CD pipeline, which of course the first step is adding to source control. So Visual Studio will help you here by just adding a Git repository to this first. And then now that I have a local Git account, I want to set up my CI/CD solution as well, or set up my my team services. So I'll say publish, and I can choose one of my accounts here. So we'll just call this multi-5. And I'll publish my repository that I have locally up into Visual Studio Team Services so that I'll have my source code there. That'll be the basis by which I do my CI and CD to the Azure Container Service. So now that I have my project under source control, I could come over here and say configure continuous delivery. And this will prompt me with the questions I need to configure this subscription. So I'll choose my my Microsoft account that has access to a different set of subscriptions, including my, let's see, this internal one. And then I can choose the specific registry, which I'll choose the Docker demos. And I have two clusters out in ACS, but in this case, we currently only support DCOS. And when I press OK, what it's going to do is go and contact that Azure Container Service cluster, see if it has a VSTS build agent already in it, because I wanted to actually do my builds in a container, in an agent that's running in my cluster so that I can get full benefits from image caching on that machine. After it's done the VSTS agent configuration, it will set up the build and deploy pipeline, which it's already done. So let's go take a look at that. We'll copy this URL, and we'll come over here to VSTS, and we'll just get that. And now I can see in my VSTS pipeline the build, and we can see it's in progress, and we can go click on here, and we can see the build happening as we started, and you can see it running there. It's pulling the layers, it's doing the build, and it will work its way all the way through. So if we look at the build definition while that's happening, we can see some of the steps that were provisioned for me. So first of all, build the repo. And you'll notice that we're using a CI.build YAML file. That file, which we can take a look at over here, defines how we're going to build our entire solution in the container. And what's really nice about this is you get to control the build dependencies for that. You no longer have to configure your agent specific to each project. It's whatever you want in this image, and we provide you a base image to build within. So it has Gulp and Bower and the NuGet package cache and so forth. After the build, you can run some unit tests. You can build the service images, because the first step was compile the code as the published output, and then I actually want to build my image with those resources. And you can kind of see the additional steps for publishing test results in VSTS, pushing the services to the registry. We actually get a digest, so we get the hash of what was pushed. We bring that back together because we want to deploy based on the hash, not just the tags, so that if additional pushes are made on that image tag, we want to make sure that all deployments are consistent. And then if I look at the release pipeline, we'll see that configured here as well. So that's how things are set up in VSTS. Hopefully that gives you a good overview of the capabilities of Visual Studio 2017 Container Tools. The publishing experience is currently supported for .NET Core container apps targeting Linux containers. The continuous deployment configuration is built around the Azure Container Service and Visual Studio Team services and currently supports DCOS. However, we'll be adding Kubernetes and Docker coming in the future, along with Windows containers as well. With that, I'll let you get started with containers and continue your productivity while becoming a great Docker developer. Thank you for watching.